Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business podcast. We'll talk about how to start, grow, and enjoy your coaching business. Plus, we'll dig into the failures and lessons we've learned along the way. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Well, hello there. Welcome back. In today's episode, we're going to talk about writing a letter to past you. And if you're listening to this in real time, it's December 2023. And one of the things, the concepts that I teach inside of the 6-week sprint, where I teach you how to do goals to create money with your mind, is I teach you this idea of goal closure. And that's one of the categories that writing a letter to past you would fit inside of. So in this episode, I'm going to break down what goal closure is, just quickly. I'm going to talk about the purpose of writing a letter to your past self. Because even though I like doing weird things like that, I also like understanding the purpose of it for my future business. And then I'm going to introduce you to this idea, maybe you've heard me talk about it here before, of like three versions of you. And then I'll break down when you write this letter, just what are some of the things that you might want to hit on as you write this letter. So let's start with these three versions of you, because that's going to be what flows through each part of this, right? You, current you. So there's three versions of you. There's past you, and that's every version of you prior to this exact moment. So it's a moving timeline. And then, so there's past you, there's current you, and that version of you is just right here in this moment. No past, no future, right here. And then future you is technically, yes, every version of you past this moment. I like to pin her to a certain spot though, because when I pin my future self to a point in the future, I'm telling myself where to think from. So for example, my goal for 2024 is to create $1 million from my business. And so I have pinned that version of me, right? The one that I reference, she is, you know, the end of December, even like early January, right? That's the time frame. But remember, we don't get to know what or how. So while I think that's the time frame, it's the identity of her who has done it. So the time frame is kind of the fluid part, but it's that piece of me that I access. And so those three versions of you, right? There's the past you, and that's who we're going to write a letter to. There's you in this moment who almost acts as the mediator between all of you. And then there's future you, who isn't exactly at a time point, but is more like has a goal that you want. And that's the version of you that you reference. You ask for guidance. You embody. Sometimes I make up examples, right? I was doing it in this new, like I'm testing out this new funnel. And so I was coming up with this analogy and I don't think I ended up writing any of this. I think I deleted all of it, but I was like trying to work through an example of like embodying your future self, right? Like putting it on. I often talk about it like you're putting on this like big giant faux fur jacket. But in that analogy, I was like, it's like you're becoming a high-priced, very confident hooker. And I was like, okay. I was thinking like Pretty Woman, but like, I was like, no, it's not going to work. It might work, but it hasn't. It's not currently working yet. So those are the three versions of you. I know, where we go with that? But there's three versions. There's past you. There's current you. And there's future you who we just pinned at the end of a goal you want, the goal you're like building your mind and your business around. So those are the three versions of you. So let's talk briefly about goal closure. Here's what it is. It's a space that you give your mind to step back from a goal and learn, right? You get to, like, there's the part of you that's like in it, and you may still be in it, right? Like, we haven't hit the end of the year, and so it's like you may still be in it. But when we think about goal closure, what I love about December is it's such a space to create closure and to kind of like keep working. But the point of goal closure is that when you work on something, there is this sense of like hunker down, focus, right? When we think about using our mind, it's about holding a belief, right? Choosing to filter through and believe that you hit that goal in that timeline, because that takes work, right? It takes work to believe that as you work through all the reasons you don't have it yet. And so when you think about like the time frame you set the goal, like in the 6-week sprint, we do it in month long time frames. But that 6 weeks, it's like 1 week it is to prepare, 4 weeks of it is to be in it, and that 6th week is to create goal closure. Now, we don't do that normally, right? In the 6-month study, they are going to use 6 goal cycles, right? 6 months. And they're not going to spend a whole week creating closure. That's just in the 6-week sprint, we're just building the skill of how to do it. But in your real life business building, you're just going to do it in a month time frame. You're going to give yourself 30 minutes or an hour or 2 hours. And you're going to practice this skill of goal closure, giving your mind space to step back from the work of your goal and to learn, to look at it objectively, to give yourself perspective. So if we tie these two things I've already talked about, right? We've got these 3 versions of you. We're going to write this letter, and we know like we're at the end of this year, and the point of this letter is to help you create closure for yourself around the year. And why do you want that, right? That just leads us so perfectly into the purpose. It's fun to do weird things. I know. Some of you are like, that's not weird at all. I know, right? But it's a little weird. Because when I did mine, I hadn't even written any words yet, and I burst into tears. I just like sobbed for, I don't know, the whole time I wrote it. And so then by the time I got done writing it, I'm like all stuffy and, but right, like to me, that's weird. And I like it. So we have these 3 versions of you, and we're helping you, right? We're creating this closure at the end of the year, this point to step back and give your mind space away from the work of it. And the purpose of that, right? By creating closure, you prepare yourself to move forward, right? You deepen your connection with yourself. Right? Think about that. When current you is speaking to past you, right? Like, let's step back from the weirdness of what I'm saying. It's you talking to you. But it's you who knows the deepest parts of you, your insecurities, your fears, your worries. And she gets to comfort and speak to that past version of you. She gets to soothe her in a way she wished someone would. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things about mindset work is that, right, anything we want from someone else, there's this really fun trick where you have to realize you want it from someone else so you can give it to yourself. And it doesn't seem like one of those things you would put on your list of like, here's how I grow my business. And yet it is. I keep coming back to like wanting to, I mean, you know, it's a balance of it, right? Like getting things in place, setting up stuff, figuring out how to like do things. But it really balances with this sense of self that runs it all. This sense of identity, this sense of safety, this sense of like being taken care of at a core level, right? Like me taking care of me allows me to then go out and care to help other people. And so when people lose that, right? Or when they get distant from it and they get so wrapped up in what they're doing, that will hinder your ability to grow your business. Because growing a business isn't about, right, like healing your wounds and soothing you, but it needs a healed, soothed, not even healed, right, but just like a mostly good right now kind of person who's able to turn their mind and focus it on what someone else wants, what they need. And it takes a level of taking care of you to be able to know, okay, great, I'm going to put me over here for a little while I focus on them. Okay, I don't know if I finished the question of the purpose. So the purpose, right? The purpose is to create closure, for, right? To prepare you to move forward. We're closing out 2023. Even if you're not done with it, right? Even though we're not done, but you're creating closure for yourself around the year, around the goal, so that it doesn't flow into the next year. It doesn't flow into your next goals. Now, it is still going to flow into it, but as you create this closure, you create more connection with you. And so you are almost like a stronger, more solid version of you to move forward. It's easy to believe that all the goodness happens, like for a goal, it happens when you get the goal. It's easy to believe that, right? When I think about this $1 million business I want to run, I'm pretty sure it's like, that's amazing, right? And so you likely have that same belief. So it's easy to believe that, but stick with me. What happens the whole way is also, right? Like that is, there's actually probably more value in what happens as you go after your goal. And it's that you build a sense of yourself and being someone that can go after a goal. And not go after it in a way where you're like holding your breath, can't wait for it to go be over because this is so hard, but where you've learned how to go after a goal and you stay connected to yourself, right? You feel good in your body most of the time, right? Like, let's not think we're supposed to always. Where you experience the struggle of it, but you also enjoy the process and learn, right? So you're soothing your subconscious with this exercise. You're soothing its fears. But even in this exercise, you are building the skill of being someone that goes after their goals. Because, you, right, let me just say this again, because I feel like maybe I might not have like looped it perfectly there. It is amazing to get a goal. That's amazing. It is more amazing to see yourself as the person who is capable. When I look back on my 6 years of having my coaching business, and I look at all the money I've spent, and I look at all the experience, and I look at all the coaching, and I look at all of the investing, one of the things that I constantly delight in and am proud of, right? In all the things where you look back and you're like, well, that was a little bit, I should have paid more attention. I was like, ooh, like, right? All the things, like we can put aside all the things. We're like, man, maybe I wouldn't redo that. But at the end of the day, you know what I've done? I have built a mind that is capable of creating money, that sees and enjoys the goal process, that like has this sense of comfort in it, even though it is uncomfortable, right? That is how goals are going to be. They are going to also be uncomfortable. But it's like, I know I have a brain that is capable of creating any amount of money. And when I talk with my friends and we think about that, right? Because we have partners and it's like our partners haven't built these brains. They are not capable. They have not invested in a brain like we have. And when we look at what we have, we're like, yeah, no, we're going to have everything we want because this is the brain we've built. That is exactly what you are doing, right? When you are using your brain on purpose to create money, you're building a brain that is capable of setting any goal and going after it, of and enjoying the process, right? Like that's always the caveat. Anybody could, but eventually the person who's exhausted doing it is gonna bow out. They're gonna be like, that's not any fun. I'm gonna go do something else. But when you can enjoy the process, when you can go after any goal and the criteria of it doesn't torture you, you're like, yeah, let's keep doing it. So goal closure, right? It's the space you're going to give your brain. We're doing that at the end of the year because we want to prepare you for next year. We want to comfort and soothe your subconscious that fears that you aren't doing enough, that fears that you've done it wrong this year, that fears that maybe you'll never figure it out. I don't need to know those words, right? You do. That's why you are the most powerful person to write a letter to your past self. I'm just here to guide you, right? I'm here to say, hey, here's this weird exercise. Here's this concept of goal closure. Come do it with me, right? Do this for yourself. You're gonna feel the difference. Here's why, right? So now let's talk about the actual writing of the letter. Let's go with logistics first. Make sure that you're not in a public place. If you break down and cry like I did, I want you to just know that ahead of time, right? Don't be in public. So as I wrote out my letter to myself, I read back through it and I just kind of pulled out some things. Now, you don't need any guidance, right? This podcast, we could just end it here and say, write a letter to your past self, right? You're practicing creating goal closure. There's a purpose to it, that you're stepping back. You're looking at your year from an outside observer mode. And there's these three versions of you and you're practicing connecting them by current you speaking to past you. We could just stop there. But I want to give you a little bit more insight, right? Because this is a podcast. Most likely you're not sitting down getting ready to do this exercise right now. And so, right, you're going to listen to this and you're going to have these takeaways and maybe you're going to already feel more connected to your past self just listening to this. But I want to give you just a little bit of insight and tips as you write this letter to yourself. So the very first thing is that I want you to think of your role as your current self. Your role is to soothe your past self. And this may be a new role for you, right? So often we do not come as soothers to ourselves. We're used to this maybe resistance to ourselves, this hardness against ourselves, this sternness, get it done. And instead, I want to invite you to be a soothing individual to you. Like when your child stubs their toe or gets hurt, right? Maybe not instantly, but at some point you're like, oh, are you okay? And there is this soothingness to your voice and you feel it in your body, right? That's the soothingness that current you is going to bring to past you. Current you, in this sense of soothing, she isn't judging anything about the past. She's just seeing it, right? And again, let's imagine it's like when you have a friend, a great friend, and you hear them tell you something. I mean, honestly, right? They could tell us pretty much anything and we're, right? Like, and we're just like on board with it, right? We're like, I see you in the best light. This is okay. I'm thinking about someone recently told me that she's getting divorced and immediately, like, I don't know this person that well. And immediately my brain was like hating on her husband. I'm like, wow. So it's like your current self is soothing your past self. She isn't judging her. She's accepting everything about it. She's seeing it neutrally. None of it is a problem. Right? It doesn't mean past self was happy about it. In fact, she was probably actively unhappy about it. And that is part of what current you is going to soothe and comfort her around. So here are some of the specifics you might find showing up in your letter. Maybe you want to address the experience of this year. So when I say that like current you is aware of how past you was judging themselves, was hard on themselves, was thinking like, oh, I need to get this right, or I'm so far behind, or I didn't do right. Like, that's what you want to soothe. And I think about how that might sound, right? It might sound like you were so hard on yourself. You were so focused on what needed to be done. that you didn't let yourself seep in the belief. You didn't let yourself see how far you had come. You didn't remember that this was all optional and that your tormenting of yourself didn't help you get anything done quicker. Right? You were just so hard on yourself, but it's okay. You just didn't know. So you want to address whatever experience you had this year. You know what it is, right? You don't need to tell me unless I'm going to coach you on it. You just need to soothe you. Soothe the experience that stands out to you. When you think of this year, what are you holding against yourself? What were you, like, what comes up when you're like, oh, I really messed that up, or I failed, or like this thing keeps just like flashing at you and you're like, ah, right? There's some part of you that needs that to be spoken to address it, to soothe your own sense of self around it. Another part that might be a part of your letter is being grateful. Being grateful to past you and all the work and the effort that you put in. I love how that feels just saying it out loud, right? It's easy to miss it. It's easy to just set all that aside and focus on, well, here's what I didn't get done. But this letter to you, this connection of current you to past you, when you're remembering, oh my gosh, you got that funnel done and you learned how to do ads. And I remember when you were so scared of that. I remember when you had no idea what you were doing. And then one day it clicked, right? You're going to like be so grateful to her. And notice how there almost becomes this playful energy that comes out as you're going to write it. Like, right? That reminiscing together, right? But you're going to, maybe there's a piece of that where you're grateful for the work and effort that you put in. Maybe you remember back over the year and you're like, oh my gosh, I remember this project I was doing in February. Because you know what you have in December? Perspective. You get to look at it and you get to be like, oh my gosh, I thought that was the most important thing in the world. And now what I know was, I'm glad it's done, but like, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal. That's usually like, that's the experience when someone tells me that they're agonizing over pretty much anything. It's that kind of experience, but especially like a website or a branding colors or a logo. And like experienced me, who's looked back and agonized over those kinds of things and then has perspective over and over and over again. It's like, it's that perspective that you give yourself at the end of the year where you're like, oh, I thought that was so important. And what I realize now is it wasn't nearly as important as these other things that I do and focus on. So this part of it might be that gratefulness, that acknowledgement of work, but also kind of a gentle like realization. Oh, I see the things I put so much value on, and I see how they like cause me to spend a lot of time on them. And you know what? Like seeing this helps me go forward. Another piece of this letter might be acknowledging your tenacity. Think about that, right? So often our brain, just on default, offers us this identity. I'm a mess. I'll never figure this out. I don't know. I might not figure this out. Am I a good coach? Like, I don't know if I know how to run a business. Like, oh my gosh, so-and-so seems like they're doing it so well. Our brain just offers us all of this like sporadic identity. But don't forget that you are tenacious. And I looked up this word because my brain tells me words and I know what they are, but I don't actually know what they mean. I can use them properly. So I looked it up for you. And tenacious is someone that won't quit. They just keep trying. And if I were going to invite you to be anything, be tenacious. Own that identity. I don't quit. I just keep trying, right? Own that, choose that identity and own it. See you, current you and past you, play with like, oh my gosh, I see these points this year where I was tenacious. We were tenacious. Maybe a part of this letter, you acknowledge the struggle. This is part of what's going to connect you to you. right? It's you acknowledging like, oh, that was hard. I know how much, I know how tortured we were. Like, however you want to say that, like, oh, that felt so bad. And you just acknowledge the struggle. Like, you had such a hard time figuring this out, but you did it. I am so proud of you, right? It's your current you speaking to past you. And past you needs to know that you are so proud of her, that her work mattered, that it was enough, that it was, right? Like the struggle, the experience of it all, that it was valuable, that it's valuable to you right now, that it's not something that you just brush off or wish never happened, but this connection of you to past you, right? It is strengthened when you can look at her and you can say, I am so proud of your struggle. I know that was hard. I am so honored to receive that struggle and that work. I picture it like those relay racers, runners, people, where they have those, I know, it's a wonder. Do I know words? I do know words, right? But it's that race where they hand the baton, the relay race, and they hand the baton off to the next person. And past you hands the baton off to current you. And you aren't running, right? And so you have a moment to look at her and to thank her for running that race, to feel that connection to her as you honor and like appreciate everything she's done for you. Because when you can do that to past you, current you, well, she cries probably, but current you feels so much more empowered to step into that role as the person doing it and to be ready to hand that baton off to the next version of you, right? You are that person. And then another place that this letter might include is like you speaking as if future you, so it's like current you and future you, it's almost like you and, I know this gets weird, current you and future you, you are talking to past you and you're having this conversation among yourself where you're just like, oh, all these things you put in place, like we can't wait to use them, right? And future you who already has your goal, she's like, yes, those pieces are so, like they don't look the way you thought they looked, but they're so good. And I'm so appreciative to what you put in place and what you didn't know and what you figured out as you went. But it becomes this sense of experience where you're like, you're now talking about the future with your past and you're connecting that work together. Because when we set a goal, when we show up to it, when we decide the pieces of our business, when we point our brain in a specific direction, when we show up, when we tweak our brain, when we work from belief, even though we don't know when or how, but we pretend like we do, we change and we put things in place and we become more of that person with that business. And the stronger your sense of self is, the stronger that sense of like past self and current self and future self, and we are all safe and we appreciate each other so much and we're in sync, the easier it is going to be for you to try things and for you to not get the results you want and for you to catch your brain trying to like tell you that like crap stuff, right? Like you're never going to figure this, like the mean stuff that sometimes can demoralize us and make us forget who we are and where we're going. But when you write this letter to yourself, this is your chance to bring those three versions of you together, to create closure for this year and to prepare yourself as a strong, well-connected to you person, ready to go after your next goal. Okay, so you're gonna pull all those pieces into your letter, right? You're gonna be grateful to yourself. You're gonna probably cry, but this is your letter, right? And it's your own experience with you. And it is a little weird, right? But there is a purpose behind it. And I hope hearing this podcast, it helped you to identify what that purpose is so that even though it's kind of weird, You get to feel that difference. You get to feel that connection to yourself. And then as you do the coming year, you're going to feel the difference of it when you aren't, right? You aren't as skittish about things. When you feel like, oh yeah, everything I do really does matter. You're going to see that impact flow into your next goal. Okay. That's it for this week. That's it. I'll talk to you next week. Hey, who's your business coach? If you don't have one, I'd be honored to help you grow your coaching business. If your one-on-one coaching offer needs a revamp or built for the first time, I've created a 7-part mini course to help you. You'll nail down who you help, with what, do market research to make sure people actually want to buy it, decide the length of your offer, your price, and even your process to deliver on your offer. Best of all, this mini course is free. Your offer is not what makes you money in your coaching business. It's your beautiful and creative mind. Your offer, though, focuses your attention and builds your confidence selling something you know you can deliver on. Sign up for this free training at ElizabethSalazarCoaching.com. I'll see you over there.